From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tate Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Random Chat Noise Sounds. Random Chat Noise Sounds can come into any recording at any time. All you need is some kind of eye product in order to interrupt your recording. Check them out at randomchatroomsound.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a lovely little discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined by the chat-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, clearly the low-carb diet is working for you.
I you know what? My icon here tonight is a big plate of anchovies. I don't know if you see that or not. You'll find nary a carb there in the plate of anchovies. The anchovies, they are high in omega-3.
Well, you won't see any lower third on me because I'm having technical issues with Google
All
Hangouts.
All we're going to see on you is a bunch of fish.
No, just yes, fish. We can. And I fixed my fish because...
So they're not going to blow up tonight. They're now, right. Without the exploding fish. This week, without so much exploding fish.
Right. It is seamless. There is seamless. No blue screen of death as you put it.
Except if you keep your eye on that scuba diver there to the left.
At some point.
Now, come on. Who is that? Is that you? You have something turned on. It's making noise.
I didn't hear a noise that time, so I don't know. But
I don't think it's me. I'm going over here. Maybe it is me.
I don't, unless it's the Pride 48 chat room. Speaking of, if you're watching on a Google Plus video version of this, then you can go over to pride48.com.
Oh, excellent. Wow. Someone's calling me.
And hello.
It's Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. Should I take this? I think I should.
Whoa.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
You are live on Pride 48 right at the moment. I'm doing just absolutely fabulous, Dr. Stone. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can I fix you on Pride 48? I had a question for you.
Yes.
I didn't anticipate having to cancel, but I don't even know if I will or not. Somebody called and said I have to have extra tickets to go to see.
Oh, I see.
My kid this evening. So you want to know if I want to go.
So you're canceling on me is what you're saying.
Well, unless you really, really want to record, then I can call back. They actually invited you as well.
Oh. No, well, you know, it's fine. You know, it's New York City Pride weekend, so I will not be available for the rest of the weekend. But, you know, if you want to record early next week, we can do that.
Okay. We'll just have to leave the listeners waiting.
Well. All right, well, the chat room says, hello, Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. We love you. Right. Yeah, there's thousands of people in there right now. Let's see. There's Auntie Vera, and there's who else is in there? Veritable Virgo. There's the Good Humor Penguins in there, I see.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah. That was funny. All right, goodbye, Dr. Stone.
Okay, well thanks. Hey. I'll talk to you. I'll reschedule for next
week. All right, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Wes. Even though you can't hear me, you know. It was funny and tragic because the phone rang and Big Fatty says, or Larkin says, death phone. And then Big right. Fatty says, death of live it up.
Yes, it is. That was Dr. Wesley Pythagoras.
Maybe we need
canceling.
To put Wes's name in the old contest for right. calling in for the
someone,
death.
Some very perceptive listener in the chat room has picked up on the fact that I have a cold. I believe that's George in Atlanta. Thank you, George. Yes, I do have a cold.
Well, on your
part of what has made this a shitty week.
On your Sauced podcast that you do, yes. You were showing your drink of the evening was some kind of cold medicine.
Yes, it was the CVS cold remedy that I have been
I see. On. You know what? We have Nico in the chat room. I believe that is maybe Nico Martinez.
It could very well be.
You know, maybe I should give out his phone number as well. But
why would you want to do that?
I don't know. I'm giving out people's first and last names. Maybe he uses a fake one on Google Plus. Right. Anyway.
Hey, by the way, if you are watching us, if you got this the Google Plus, the YouTube, what am I trying to say? If you got the link of the YouTube from the Twitters or from the Google Plus, and you wanted to chat with us, go over to pride48.com and click on the chat tab, and then you can join our chat room and chat with us there. Because, you know, I didn't post that on the rest of the stuff.
So, Daniel, how the hell are you this week?
You know what? It's been a very shitty week, Adam. I don't know if I've mentioned that or not, but it's been a very, very shitty week.
So what exactly, and I'm hitting my microphone as if I don't know how to broadcast anymore, because right. I talk with my hands if I didn't mention it last time. I think I did, because you were making fun of me. So what exactly has gone wrong for you?
Well, first of all, I just want to point out to the chat room that Adam is not in his house. As you can clearly see, he is in an aquarium. So wearing a hat in an aquarium, I believe, is accepted protocol. This has been a shitty week because I Big Fatty gave me a cold. Because listening to him scream on that podcast thing, he vibrated my speakers in my car in the right way to replicate those viruses and give
Hello,
me his cold.
Lovies.
Yes. That was me giving you a virus. And I got his cold, and the sore throat set in on Monday evening. And so that's when I went out and got the CVS cold remedy.
You know what works the best for a cold?
No, I am dying to hear that.
And I think it was mentioned. I think it was mentioned on Sauced. But you got to get the giant box of both DayQuil and NyQuil.
NyQuil, right.
Exactly. And then during the day, you overdose on that. Now, although I will tell you, and I don't know why this is the truth, but the pills are not as effective as the liquid.
Yes.
Maybe that's because I just swig. Maybe it's because I take the bottle and literally right. swig it back, and the pills are like, you know, kind of
yeah,
measured.
Pills are actually the real dose, right?
So, you know, but I find they have the packs that are like plasticked together, whatever that's called, so wrapped.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure that's the technical term. They're plasticked together.
They're plastic. Yes. They're shrink. Right. They're shrunk wrapped.
They're together.
Yeah. So you really need to get those.
Excellent. I will. It's always good to have cold advice after you're done with the cold. You know why the NyQuil has the little plastic cups, right?
No.
It's to keep them from shattering on the floor.
Right.
But that to NyQuil is like, it's just, you know, pretty much you just pass out right there. So I had the cold, right? And I started taking that stuff. And then Tuesday, as I mentioned, I don't remember if I was recording or not, but I think it was before the show that I mentioned that I had to get on a plane Tuesday afternoon in order to fly to Chicago for just a really brief project that I had to go in for. So I left work on Tuesday with a head cold, got on a plane, and by that time my throat had stopped hurting, but I had a head cold, which meant that even though my ears popped on the way up, when I came back down, they did not unpop. And so my ears were just completely like little pressure bombs on either side of my head.
Now, inquiring minds want to know,
yes.
Did you see any motherfucking snakes on your motherfucking plane?
I did not. There were no All snakes right. on the plane. So I went and... I went to Chicago, and as it turns out, I guess I was right next to one of Tom and Terry's places, because I was at the Navy Pier. I went there for dinner, and my ears had unpopped at that point. With much, you know, holding the nose and clearing the eustachian tubes, but I finally got my ears to pop. And so I was there. I ate dinner on the pier near Tom and Terry's place, and then we went to Naperville, which is where this thing was, and I went to bed. And then the next day, I went to this client where it's like this weird thing that we bought out this company and we're supposed to be in there like helping them consolidate their web properties. And basically everyone left. Oh, no, I'm going to be busy today. It's like, you guys knew for weeks we're coming in today. And so it was basically a waste of a day.
Well,
I still had a cold. I got back on a plane, flew back to Connecticut, where my ears did not unpop again. And this time it was worse. And then I had to drive back home. I didn't get home until like 1 a.m. And then I had to go to the work the next day. And just some really stupid crap happened at work. It's just been a bad week. I would just like to strike this week from existence.
Well, I think you can, you know, that's fine. I think you can do that. But my question to you is, you know, everyone left. Do you think it may be because their company was bought out by yours and you're like
the big... Doesn't matter.
You're like the big bad wolf coming into town and you're going to change their processes. And, you know, fuck with them. So they're like, fuck you, new company. We're going home.
No, because the person that I was meeting with was someone we hired to come into their marketing. So
not only did you buy their company, but you fired everyone and hired new people.
We didn't fire anyone. That's not our modus operandi. Anyway, so the point of the thing is just it's been a crappy week, Adam. How's your week been?
My week has been, well, really, it's just been a week, but I'll say that Mark did come back.
And, I don't have my thing. I don't have my sounds up. Wait. Say that really, really slow while I find the clip.
Mark.
Where is Mark?
Did come back.
All right, I got it.
My catchy name is Mittens.
All right, good.
Great. So he did come back, and I won't dwell on that, but it was a happy reunion. I know that some people who looked at my post on Google Plus.
Oh my God, the slit my wrist post on Google Plus.
Look, I have some valid concerns here.
You do.
And I have gotten varying opinions on it, but this is not Loveline with Dr. Drew. So I will not go into that, but.
Have you thought about calling someone that knows you? You know, there's at least two podcasting elders that I can think of that have segments called Ask Elder podcast, right?
Fill in so the like blank
ask,
here,
right? Ask fill in the blank of the person that they
you know
you could call one of you. You can go to that website verahasspoken.com, and I think you'll find a phone number there that you could call.
So I should. So actually, in the chat room, they're saying, was it a week full of sex? And
yes.
Mittens is not a very sexual person, so I usually get it once or twice a week, which is, you know, it's a departure from my modus operandi normally. But, you know, whatever.
You just copied that phrase because I just said it. Now, how many shows are there where we say modus operandi twice?
I don't know, but I didn't even realize that you had said it. So maybe it's subconscious.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes.
Oh, good heavens.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, good heavens.
Who has died?
I don't know, but I've got the microphone on this side and I keep hitting it with my hand. I don't know. And the phone's not ringing anymore. Maybe they gave up.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, here it is.
Ring, 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 celebrity dad phone.
Death phone.
Rodney King died.
Who? Oh, Rodney King.
1991.
Yes.
He died 47. You know, he's not an entertainer, but he's a big pop culture reference.
Yes.
We all just get along. So, yeah, I think he deserves $5.
You too.
Well, you know.
This is Scott, the Sater.
Sater who?
By my scene,
wait,
but I want to make sure I get all the rules set.
Right.
So I can win my money.
Correct.
My huge, huge amount of money. But, all right, that's it. Bye-bye.
Big piles of money.
Bye, Sater.
Excellent. Yeah, Sater69 from the Satersphere podcast. So, yeah, Sater, you are correct. Rodney King did, in fact, die. Where do we have our
link to die
here?
I think anyone who's drugged down the street should qualify for $5.
He wasn't drugged down the street. He was thrown down and then beaten. I always love that because I remember that during the time I was very young.
Who was the one that was attached to a car and like drugged down the?
Yeah, that was not Rodney King.
Oh,
Rodney King was the one in L.A., the black guy in L.A. that was beaten by all the cops around in a circle that someone videotaped.
Well, Rodney,
the most amazing thing about that is that we actually had someone was able to lug one of those big fucking video cameras up there and videotape.
It's not like now where you just pull out your Android or iPhone. It's like. Well, Rodney, I just want to apologize to you from the great beyond for confusing you with the person who was drugged behind a car.
I think you're thinking of the gay guy that was drugged behind.
Someone else.
But the point is that Rodney, I remember I was very young when Rodney King. Can I stress that enough?
That must have happened a long time ago.
And I remember, you know, my parents were talking about it and I asked them how they felt. And my mom said something along the lines of, well, you know, I don't think he should, they pulled him over for a reason. I don't think he should get away with his crime just because they beat him up or whatever. And I was just like, he was pulled over for speeding. Is he going to do jail time for that or something?
You know, there is no speed limit in Texas. There's only a suggested maximum speed.
That is fascinating.
No, really. It's the truth. An attorney said that on a radio show. I'm sure it was correct. But anyway, so back to my week. Because once again, it's just miraculous how I get
your
interrupted.
Week. Go back to that. And by the way, don't read that thing in the trailer thing because I'm not going to talk about that.
This week is brought to you by Big Fatty Online. This
Adam's week is brought to you by Big Fatty Online.
Right.
When you need to fart and burp, there's no place better than Big Fatty Online.
So anyway, he came in. I wanted to stress though that I made the cookie bouquet. Mm-hmm. So I got the sticks. And I got the floral foam and I got a cute little box at Michael's, to use as a container. And I made my favorite cookie recipe and I inserted the stick. You insert the stick in when it's raw.
So you inserted your stick into the box, into the cute little box?
Into the dough.
Oh, okay.
No, I inserted my stick into the dough.
Right.
Now, I posted a picture of that thing. It looked beautiful.
Beautiful.
I bought the cellophane wraps, and I individually wrapped each cookie and, like, you know, put the little twisty ties around them. And then I bought flowers, and I arranged a floral arrangement with cookies interspersed. It was amazing.
You've lost me now.
It was amazing. But and I posted a picture of it on, I believe, Twitter. I'm not sure. Anyway, he loved it, of course, because it was from me. Now, right. I will say that both he and I like chewy cookies. And
chewy cookies? Are those like the Star Wars? You know, it's like a it's the chewy cookies.
Well, no, not like that. But
I don't like the mic stand on the side.
So we both like chewy cookies, and normally I'm really good at making moist, delectable, chewy cookies.
I bet your cookies are very
My cookies
moist
are moist and delectable.
So, but, tell me about your moist, delectable cookie. Did you poke them with your stick?
They turned out crunchy. In fact, one of them was, I ate one, and one of them was so damn crunchy, I almost broke a tooth on it. I don't know if anyone has had this problem, but cookies are very particular.
Wait, now, is this like that hard poop that you had with the no-carb diet?
No.
The hard poop cookies or something like that?
No, cookies are particular because, first of all, you don't know when you first pull them out of the oven if they're going to be crunchy, or I don't know if anyone who has baked cookies has had this experience, but you don't know until an hour or two later if they're going to set and be crunchy. Mm-hmm. And the instructions that you get, like in recipes and stuff, normally, the amount of time that they say it's going to take creates a crunchy cookie. So to get it moist and chewy, you have to do less minutes. You have to bake it for less minutes. But I was scared to do that because
you're frightened.
I didn't want them to fall off the stick.
Okay.
So I thought I needed to cook them a little bit longer so that they stayed on the stick. But
that didn't work.
Anyway, I'm just saying, cookies are one of those things. If you want them chewy, it's precarious. And now I feel bad because he's like, these aren't chewy. I mean, he loved them, but he's like, I thought you were going to make me chewy cookies. And now I have to make another batch just so I can prove to him that I am capable of making chewy cookies.
Okay.
That's it.
And so what my suggestion would be is when you put them in the cute little box is you record this sound and you put it on the little lid. So when he opens the box, it goes, look, it's the chewy cookies.
Right. They're chewy cookies. Exactly.
All right.
I'm being told to up the butter in the chat room.
Yes.
I don't know if people are going to. I find that
actually has nothing to do with the cookie recipe. I think that's just a general suggestion.
I find that, and some people may be grossed out by this, but I find that I get a moister, chewier cookie using the butter flavored Crisco bars.
That is disgusting. You know what I would use? Bacon fat. That's what I would use.
Anytime I've ever used butter, they've always been crunchy, no matter what I do. So
bacon is an awesome substance. I'm stealing this line from a comedian that I heard today, but I just wanted to say, I like this line so much, I'm going to steal it, which is, bacon is so fucking awesome that when you fry it, it sounds like applause. That's how fucking awesome it is.
Well,
just frying bacon sounds like applause.
Tell you that anytime, if someone was eating, for instance, if I were eating one of my chewy cookies around you, you would have to carry around your bacon.
I would have to carry the bacon around.
Yeah.
The crisp bacon to compensate for the chew. Oh, thank God, the phone rang. Hello, yes, how are you doing as I find you here? Yeah, this is probably an international call, I think. Hello?
Hi there, this is Turniphead calling to report that Rodney King is dead.
Rodney King.
So now you may start your debate whether he's a celebrity enough and cue sad tuba music. Thank you.
Aww. You know what? You're absolutely wrong. There is no debate here. We're not going to debate. But you are right about sad tuba.
Did you play the happy sound for Seder? I don't even remember.
Why? This is twice now that you've asked. Yes, I did. I played the tuba for Seder.
Yay.
Roger, roger.
Well, so I wanted to talk about this last week. I will have more stories about Mitten's return, but I won't bore you guys anymore with that.
Just post videos or something.
Did you ever watch Mr. Rogers?
Yes, I did. I love Mr.
Now, is he dead now?
Mr. Rogers. Yes, Fred Rogers is dead.
We didn't look, he died before we started getting celebrity death phone calls. I don't know what celebrities are alive or dead. Well, I came across this video that was put together of a remixed Mr. Rogers. Okay. And I found it kind of amusing. So I can't play the video on here, but I'm going to play the sound.
You can play fish going around in a circle, but you can't play Mr. Rogers.
No. I could play it, but I wouldn't. The audio would not get recorded.
Go ahead. Just go ahead and play the audio.
Good Lord. And it would help if my volume was turned up.
Yes, it would. It would help. The entire chat room there also.
Welcome again to this neighborhood.
I could play it, but I wouldn't.
Now you're playing Fried48.com.
You know, it helps if I'm not streaming Fried48.com on my laptop.
Wait, how did I get on the Mr. Rogers remix?
Right? Excellent. And it'll be looped. Okay, here we go. Right. So now I'm not streaming Fried48.com.
I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here. And there's nothing written on it. So we'll just have to play it to see what it is. Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things?
Are they scary things?
Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were?
All right, maybe you could put the link to it in the show notes, because I'm sure that the audio would sound better.
Say that again?
Said perhaps you could put the link in the show notes, and then people could.
Right. So if you've ever wondered what, first of all, I think auto tuning, it's amazing what they can do. They could take our podcast. Someone could take this the cookie story. I challenge you
with the chewy.
Someone
cookie.
Could take the chewy cookie story.
Right.
And they could auto tune that motherfucker to whatever song they wanted.
Excellent. Well, you know what? You playing that song there and me asking you, perhaps just to put it in the show notes, brings up something that I would like to bring up. You know, last show, I had mentioned something about not finding a plethora of podcasts that I could listen to with the road noise of my commute. And someone suggested, and I don't know who, and no, it wasn't him, but someone suggested that I listen to Satyrsphere. So, no, it was not Scott that said, hey, listen to my show. It was, so I listened to Satyrsphere. He has very good sound quality. I was able to listen to it. On the drive. However, he does that thing that Nessa does, which is they throw a song right in the middle of the goddamn show, and I don't want to listen to your recompressed version of a song while I'm driving, otherwise I'd be listening to the radio. So then I have to fumble around and find the fast forward thing in order to skip past the song and everything. So they should make it easier for me to skip past.
You know, I listened to a podcast that one of the guys on there does a music show.
Yes.
And so their whole thing is, because they're kind of like a morning radio show. You know which one I'm talking about, but anyway.
The six pack?
The morning stream.
Oh, the morning show. Oh, okay.
And they play a break song, because they take a break in the middle and then they play one at the end. And I always fast forward through them because I want to hear talk.
Right, exactly.
Not
otherwise
music.
I'd be listening to the radio. All right, so and then I wanted to and then I also wanted to say a great big thank you to Steven from Wisconsin, who now is a Connecticutian, has now moved here. He's now here. I don't know. We haven't recorded since he's been here, right?
I don't think so. No.
No, yeah. So Steven is now a Connecticutian, one of the very first things he did was he put together this IKEA bunk bed thing for me. So I was complaining about how it was sitting in the boxes, and he said, oh, I love putting together IKEA furniture. And I'm like, well, here you go.
Oh, that's a bed?
It's a loft bed. So now my desk is under the bed, but then that means that I can put lights this way so that I have better lighting.
Do you sleep up there?
I could, but I am not. But if you were to come visit us, you would have a place to sleep. It's a double bed.
Well, if you loan me $700, I'll be there.
It is a double bed. Up here, so it's up there. Not to make a callback to the Poke with the Stick show that they may or may not have been recording earlier, but it's the masturbatorium up there.
The masturbatorium,
right? Porn always looks better in the bedroom.
I see.
It's a callback. Anyway,
I want to have an aside here. Sidebar with the judge, please.
Excellent. So who's the judge?
So here we go.
Yes.
People always accuse you.
Me? Of, personally?
Yes, they accuse you of being an ass to me and making fun of me on the show.
Yes.
People always accuse you of that.
Yes.
But I want to say the chat room is also an ass to me during the show. So
why? Who's being an ass to you?
Well, Big Fatty, maybe?
Big Fatty's not being an ass to you. What's he doing?
People enjoy. No, I'm fine. People like to make fun of me. It's all right. You know, I cry myself to sleep at night, but don't anyone worry about that. I mean, really, don't worry, because right. No offense. I love the chat room. I love everyone and I love all of our listeners.
You finally look down at the chat room and you're just like reading everything all at once. Had you been reading right along, you would see they're not being mean to you.
What are they saying about my DJ face? Oh, when I was playing that, I had a face. Anyway.
You know, you're so particular. All right. I got to find this thing because I got to give you a diet update, but I got to play the music for it. So what did we decide that we were going to play? With oh, I know what we're going to do. We're going to do the thing. Yes, I am who I say I am. I swear, I really am.
You know, when you get quiet like that while we're recording, the leveling makes it kind of sound like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. All right, here we go. Excellent. All right, so just a little bit of diet update here. I don't remember what the numbers were the last time that I talked to you.
I have no clue.
Anyway, so yeah, no, I'm only down 10 pounds, so I'm still, you know, right around in that same. I think I'm maybe down a pound or so since we're back. So yeah, so I'm down 10 pounds. But I heard something on another show, and I won't mention what show. All right, it was Vera. But the thing is that somebody said something that is absolutely incorrect, and you know that I just cannot stand for something to be incorrect on the internet. So I wanted to correct this now. The phrase was made that it is very simply calories in, calories out, and that is all that there is. And I just wanted to point out that scientifically and research and demonstrably so, that no, not all calories are created equal. 100 calories of carbs behave differently or metabolized differently in your system than 100 calories of protein. Certain carbs are metabolized differently than other carbs. In other words, our body does not treat all food as just one big pile of mush. We treat fat and protein and carbs and other things differently. So that is an incorrect statement to say that it is just calories in and calories out. That is absolutely incorrect. And it's not just me that's saying this. There is a ton of peer-reviewed scientific information as well as the U.S. government. So I just wanted to point that out. So there you go. You are wrong on the internet. All right. So there you go. I'm done now.
Well, congratulations. Well, you know, we're not running behind tonight, so I wanted to mention one more topic. But I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, you're proud of me.
I am really proud of you for losing weight. I don't want to belittle that topic at all by rushing along. I wasn't even trying for that.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't try to be funny if I wanted to, or I couldn't be funny if I tried to. Either one, you know, basically. But
look at that. Larkin has done 25 pounds since the end of January.
Wow, all of these people losing weight. I've got to lose 10 more before Pride 48.
See, there you go. Big Fatty has it right. Big Fatty has it right. He's proud of me for quitting smoking, which is something that took a lot of work to do, as opposed to cutting out the carbs, which, by the way, hasn't been really hard at all.
Well, I had already told you I was proud of you quitting smoking, so...
Thank you. Shut the fuck up.
We have crossed that bridge. So I manage people. Well, I'm not a manager, but I lead projects, I think I've mentioned before.
Yes, you get out in front of the projects with a baton and you lead them.
Right. I do that. So a lot of both of my teams currently are overseas. Well, my most recent team is in the Philippines. You know, coincidentally enough.
Why aren't you leading them there?
I should have gone over there and led from the Philippines, right? So I don't know. I just thought the word like but didn't say it.
No.
It's really
you heard Vera's head, you Vera's voice in your head.
Stop, lovey. Anyway, so I lead this team in the Philippines, and apparently Filipinos are a shy people, and I can see this in Mark a little bit because of various things. But
by the way, can you do me a favor? Can you turn around and give that guy directions, because he keeps right. coming. He's just going around in circles down there in the corner, like he doesn't quite know where he's swimming to. And then he'll go off, and then he'll I just Maybe you could help them out a little bit. Go ahead.
You know, I'm further away from them than you might imagine.
Oh, okay. So I don't think they can hear me. Maybe closer than you.
Yeah. My booth that I'm broadcasting from, there's glass between me and them. And it's just, it wouldn't be good. So I lead this Filipino group and apparently they are kind of shy. Well, I decided that it would be nice of me being the American that doesn't understand other cultures, I guess. Right. That it would be nice of me to introduce myself to my entire team, not just the offshore lead.
Did you walk in, hello, lovies?
No. It was obviously over the phone, but right. I've only been talking to my one contact. There's an offshore lead, and I kind of give him instructions, and then he instructs the rest of the team.
No, don't touch it there. Touch it there.
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
And so I set up a meeting and I said, I'm going to introduce myself to everyone. Well, I was, just rambling on about myself. And then I said, okay, I want everyone to introduce themselves and tell me something about you, and whatever. And they also, I think they were not quite as versed at the English. So I think they were a little bit nervous about that as well, having to speak English to me. And I don't know, the whole experience was just weird because they were, telling me about, they're like, hello, Adam. So, what should I say? Well, I love this project. it's like
cock.
Right. Can I have a cock, please? They basically, they went around the bend or whatever, the circle, and told me a little bit about themselves. But I was trying to be cool. And so one of them says, well, I used to be a freelance animator. And so I say, oh, I'm showing how hip I am, right? I'm like, so do you do manga? And he's like, yeah.
That the porn? Isn't that like Japanese porn?
No, manga is a type of Japanese animation. And then I'm even cooler. It gets even cooler. Then I say, oh, like Dragon Ball Z, because that's the name of a Japanese manga. And then they're like, oh, you need to watch 90s. Naruto. Anyway, the whole thing. And so the whole thing, basically, the point of this was I was like, I pinged Blair, who's their lead, afterwards, and I was like, do they all think I'm weird now?
Yes, they do. In fact, they've all posted on there, because it's a well-known fact that all Filipinos have 1,000 Twitter followers, and they've now all blacklisted you.
They do have a lot of... I should have asked them. I should have said, team, can you answer me one question? Why do you all have so many Twitter followers, and why do you say scissors like seesaws? I don't understand it.
Way to throw away. Wait, go bravo with the racial humor.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I'm not a racist.
Whatever.
That's
the,
it.
The human pincushion in here wants to know, says, knowing what manga is makes you not cool, doesn't it? So,
I don't think so. I think manga is like all the rage.
Unless your name is Kellen, in which case then you can do whatever you want because you're gorgeous. Anyway. Oh, look at that. Look at that. I hope you had it. Wow, that was really loud. That was a very loud phone. I shouldn't have it so close to the thing. Yes, hello.
Hi, Adam and Daniel. It's Tom with Tom and Terry in the Chicago.
Think about that. Yes.
Just wanted to let you know I heard earlier that Rodney King died.
Yes.
Not sure if I'd beat anyone to this notice, but one of these times I'm going to hit on one. Hopefully everything's well. Bye-bye, guys.
Excellent. He sounds like he has a Big Fatty's cold as well.
Well, he didn't sound very excited. It's like, I guess I'm going to have to call the dadgum death phone.
Did Rodney King die after I went to Chicago? Maybe he was just really upset that I was that close to his place in Chicago and didn't stop by.
I don't know. He just didn't sound very excited. But then again, if you're calling the celebrity death phone.
Right.
Should one be excited about that?
Sorry, Tom. Yeah, you got beat out on that. Someone else in the chat, I just got to point out again. In the chat. By the way, if you're watching on video and you want to know what the chat room is, go to pride48.com and click on chat. If you're in the chat room and you don't know what the video is, scroll back up. The link is there somewhere.
Right.
Anyway, so someone in the chat room wants to know, they said they took the dog out for a pee. Oh, it was George. George Atlanta says, you took the dogs out for a pee. Why is Adam in a fish tank?
How long does it take his fucking dogs to pee? We've been broadcasting for like 40 minutes now.
Right.
I'm in an aquarium because I like aquariums. I am live on the scene as they are inseminating the great whale shark.
Right.
And they're crossbreeding it with a seahorse. They
inseminating
want to see,
in return for chicken McNuggets.
Right.
So you don't have to link anymore.
So I am your man on the scene.
Man on the scene. Play the thing.
That's your thing.
Oh, wait, it's me.
Play.
Oh, I didn't even know that we had a thing. All right, good.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it.
You know what? There are some other cheap podcasts out there that might have technology segments, but there's only one technology segment that really matters. And that's on BigFatty.com. But the second best one is right here on DubiousIntent.com. You know what? The Dubious Intent technology segment is brought to you by Guru Nudie. When you need a bald man to take pictures of you with a big camera, make sure you call Guru Nudie.
Now, first of all, this may seem like a boring tech topic.
Yes.
But I wanted to mention it on the show, and mm-hmm. since it involves technology, then I wanted to mention it in the tech segment.
Okay.
I was looking for, I do this little thing where I get on camera without some of my clothing on.
Selected pieces of your clothing might be missing. Right,
and from, so yes. I got to thinking, because I have a wireless keyboard, but it's so hard to like balance this keyboard on your lap and like your, you know, all this.
Do I even have, wait. Do I have a rim shot here?
I have a rim shot, but it's for later.
If you're going to be throwing these things out here, it's like I need to have the rim shot there. So you're there with selected pieces of your clothing off, and it's so hard.
It is.
I need the bump.
It's so hard. To type on that keyboard, and I got to thinking, well, there were two reasons. Number one, I do that, and sometimes I need to adjust the camera, or I need to change. Now that I've got this computer that can handle the switching and the green screen and all that, I'm also doing green screen for that little show that I do as well.
Yes.
Although I'll just show the chat room when I or anyone that might be watching the video. Mm-hmm. When I do the green screen for the little show that I do,
the little
I don't do that. I don't know why that happened. Yeah, shit!
Said, it looks like your knees and your nose. Isn't that British song like knees and nose and or is that knees and toes?
Head and shoulders, knees. I can't show them because something's not working correctly. So forget about that. But
technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. I don't know what's
right
wrong
here in the tech segment.
Yeah. So, long story longer. I needed a better way of controlling the computer without having a huge keyboard.
Right.
And I also have a computer in my television room, and I don't want a big, huge keyboard on the coffee table. I decided to get this little remote, and it's a really cool thing. It's a keyboard remote with a touchpad on it,
yes.
And it's about the size of a normal remote, and it's Bluetooth, so you just hook a little dongle into your computer, and it's supposed to work seamlessly. And
I've got balls of steel.
Right, that's for the dongle joke. All right, go ahead. Yeah.
And I put it on my computer in the living room to control the TV, and it worked flawlessly.
Flawlessly.
I followed the directions. You hook in the Bluetooth dongle, and you set it to sync or whatever. And then you type in a code. It gives you the computer, gives you a code, and you type it in, and it connects. Right?
Bazinga.
Yes.
Well, I came into my new computer to do the same thing so that I could use it in here. Uh-huh. And it won't install the device driver software. Now, there's already a Bluetooth card in my computer. And what I was wondering, the question that I had for you, because
tech support question. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Sir.
Is could it affect a Bluetooth device that has its own Bluetooth dongle if you already have a Bluetooth card in your computer? Like if I tried to have two Bluetooth thingies connected to the same computer.
Right. Well, you know, all right, first of all, I just wanted to say this just for the benefit of the chat room. You know, dongle was actually created by a guy named Don Gall. That's actually why they're called dongles. That's true. Look it up. Anyway, I do have an answer for your tech question. And the answer is, we're out of time. Tech support question has been brought to you by Guru Nudie. When you need a bald man to take pictures of you with a very large camera,
I don't get an answer.
Call Guru Nudie. How would I know? Am I a Bluetooth expert?
It's really when it works really well though for anyone
sure
who.
Play your clip.
Now, what are we doing now?
News.
The news is brought to you by Poke It With a Stick. tonight.
DI Plus News is brought to you by Poke It With A Stick. When you need something removed from your driveway that may or may not be alive,
poke it with a stick.
You need to find out, call Poke It With A Stick.
So when impersonating a police officer, beware of pulling over an actual police officer.
Yes.
The failure to follow that guidance has led to the capture of one alleged phony cop in Prince George's country. Anthony Kenneth, a name I can't pronounce, was driving his white pickup truck on southbound
Smith. Just say Smith.
Smith.
Right.
Is that better? Anthony Kenneth Smith was driving his white pickup truck on southbound Route 301. Again, why do we need to know all this? In Upper Marlboro, Maryland, earlier this week, when he attempted to perform a traffic stop on a Capitol Heights police officer who was driving a personal vehicle. Smith told the officer he was a military police officer
from
Louisiana.
Hold on. I got to get some graph paper for this.
No.
Is there an app for this for me to track this? Like a hurricane?
He advised the officer that he was speeding.
Yes.
The officer in turn told Smith he was out of his jurisdiction and having blue and red emergency equipment in his truck was against the law in Maryland. The suspect left the area and the officer called Prince George's County Police and followed the suspect until other officers arrived.
Right. So chat room wants to know if he showed him his dongle.
No. Smith was charged with impersonating a police officer and was released on personal recognizance.
And you pulled this story. Why? What was the part that made you giggle internally?
Well, it was a light news week.
It looked better on paper, is what you're saying.
God, you know, my crunchy cookie story was so boring that Big Fatty wanted you to ring the celebrity death phone. My news stories are, you know, what the fuck ever. What the fuck ever.
Oh my God! Speaking of the celebrity death phone. How the hell did that happen? Yes. Hello. Completely random celebrity December 72.
G'day, Daniel. G'day, yes. Adam. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. I was ringing to leave a message for Adam to say I really feel his...
All right. Hold on. Before he gets to what he's really feeling of yours.
Right.
I want you to listen really carefully. I'm going to pump up the audio here. I want you to listen really carefully. I think Scotty's own celebrity death phone is ringing there in the background.
And I was ringing to leave a message for Adam to say I really...
It's like a 1936 telephone back then.
With having, for one, a hot Asian boyfriend.
Yes.
And you've got to back that up.
Hot Asian. Yeah,
he's jealous of you for having a hot... I don't know. I think Scotty has the yellow fever. Is that what they call it?
You got to back it up.
I really feel his pain with having, for one, a hot Asian boyfriend, and two, that hot Asian boyfriend is coming back to him, and three, that, well... Yes. He has to deal with that, so I understand it's pretty painful.
Can you pause, Scotty?
I realized.
Yes.
So I want to
just do that NPR thing. You just hold your hand up. I see you right there, and then I would pause it.
I want to address Scotty's concerns. By the way,
the couple behind you keep taking pictures of each other. It's really annoying.
Damn it, Daniel. So, first of all, I want to just say that he is referring to the post that I made in Google Plus.
Yes, the slit the wrist post
and
that you made on Google Plus.
He is not my boyfriend. This is one of the issues.
That's the issue.
Not my boyfriend, and he has a very casual view of how relationships should go. Basically, I'm not going into this, but... Okay. Yes, he is a hot Asian, but there, anyway, I was really happy to see him. Go ahead. Proceed, Scotty. Sorry.
Oh, wait. I have to go back to this phone call. Okay. Wait.
He dialed the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
So instead, I will report that Rodney King, famously beaten up by the boys in blue, has died.
Did he just say beaten up or beaten off?
He said beaten up.
Okay. Thanks for my entry. Kisses, bye, Scotty, single Aussie battler.
So why is he saying, I thought he had a boyfriend. What was that all about? I should probably listen to his show or something, but you know, I can't, it doesn't play in the car.
You probably should. He has a really nice accent. I mean,
he records on that, like that little Walmart cassette recorder. And it's just always there. You know, I can't find it. God damn it. Fatty put this idea in my head, and now I can't find the theme song here for it. Trying to find a theme song to a particular television show.
Well, I just want to know if, you know, Big Fatty thought that he was on Sequest, so I want to know if he thinks this is any better, you know, than Sequest.
Wait, the Serengeti thing and the who's he, what's it there. Oh, by the way, Scotty, thank you so much for calling in. You know what? We value each and every call that comes in here to the Celebrity Death Phone. And we're so sorry about Rodney King, who I think he was a Canadian, wasn't he? I'm pretty sure that Rodney King was a Canadian. And you were not the first person to report that. Excellent. So are we done with the news? I'm so sorry, Adam.
No, we are not done with the news. By no means. Yacel Lopez, 16 years old, was fishing with a friend in Miami when...
I'm Marlon Perkins from Mutual of Omaha. I'll stand here while Jim goes out and wrestles the wild lion in the field.
With a friend in Miami.
Jim can take heart knowing that he is protected by Mutual of Omaha's universal life policy, which protects...
No one listening to the audio is getting this at all.
All right. So for those of you, photos for the blind here. So for those of you who don't know, Adam has now switched the aquarium backdrop behind him to some really cheap Serengeti adventure where there's a game warden feeding lions.
Right.
So it's very, very, oh, he's a photographer. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I could switch it to this. I don't know if this
is any
better.
There you go. There you go. I like that. That is much more fitting. He's now switched his background to urinals.
Right.
Right.
I can change the aspect. And now I'm...
They're very wide urinals.
So, they are. I didn't notice that before.
Please. So, yes?
Please, uh-huh. Carry on, somebody.
No,
dear
please.
God.
Very professional
God,
show. Very
please
professional show.
He was fishing with a friend in fucking Miami when their 3-foot spear gun went off unexpectedly, piercing Lopez through his head. Doctors are calling his survival from the accident nearly 2 weeks ago a fucking miracle.
It's a fucking miracle that he got shot through the head?
No, it's a miracle that he survived.
Oh, that he survived.
The gun went off unexpectedly when the teenagers were loading it with a spear, sending it straight into Lopez's skull. The force of the impact was so strong, it knocked him into the water. Acting quickly, his friend called 911, and Lopez was soon airlifted to Miami's Jackson Memorial Hospital, where doctors raced to save him. Anyway, he survived. There is a X-ray of his skull.
I saw it.
I
saw it on the internet. Yes.
With the spear through it. It's very harrowing.
By the way, I found the song that I was trying to play earlier. So see if any of the chat room gets what this is. Wait. Can you put the aquarium back up?
Well, I feel like I should change it. Oh, was that more aquarium music?
Yes. Put the aquarium back up.
I can put the aquarium back up. Oh, I need to look. They're frozen in time. There they go.
Anyone want to take a guess to that one? I'll give you a hint. They're in the ventilation shafts. No, it was a sea hunt, Fatty. Close. All right, every episode revolved around them being in the ventilation shaft. It was Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Oh, I didn't know what that was. So
if you wanted to know where the bad guys were on the Sequests, or I mean on the Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, whatever the name of their submarine was, they were always in the ventilation.
Well, it's kind of like on Star Trek where all of the on-ship fight scenes, that, you know, when someone took over the ship, mm-hmm. they always had to navigate around the ship by using the Jefferies tubes.
Right.
So, you know, you had all
Jefferies
these...
tubes, by the way, Jefferies tubes named after Don Gall. No, it's true. Look it up. Anyway, so go ahead.
Well, we have one more story. So you want to end the other story first?
Blah, 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 blah.
Right. Now, this story is especially for you, Mr. Brewer. A 2 to 3 foot long alligator wearing a collar that was roaming a residential neighborhood in Enfield, Connecticut has been caught. Near the Connecticut River.
Oh, you know, the Connecticut River runs all the way through Connecticut. We're very good at naming things up here.
Enfield Police Sergeant.
That big river over there, we'll call it the Connecticut River.
I'm just going to start calling everyone Smith. Enfield Police Sergeant Mark Smith told the Journal Inquirer of Manchester that authorities were called out around 7 a.m. Friday after the alligator was seen in the Thompsonville section of town. Yes. It was at a bus stop, according to the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. It was wearing.
It was. It's clearly a liberal gator. It was trying to use mass transit.
It was wearing a collar, but there was no leash. It was not immediately clear where the animal came from. A representative from the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection responded to the situation along with animal control officers and Enfield police. No injuries were reported, and the animal will be brought to Rainforest Reptiles, an education facility in Massachusetts.
Which is much better than it being taken to the Rainforest Cafe and turned into Rumble in the Jungle.
And I want to say no alligators were harmed with the taping of this episode.
Oh, good heavens. The phone is ringing here again. Let's see if we can listen to it here. Hopefully it's not somebody else calling about Rodney King.
Rodney King, yeah.
Yes! Yes, this is international internet celebrity, Big Fatty. Yes, everybody, I'm Poodle McNoodle. And I was just listening to Dubious Intent Plus.
Yes.
And I hope I'm the first to call to let you know that Judy Garland is dead. I just heard that just moments ago on Dubious Intent Plus, and I'm calling from the Ford Escape.
I was going to say, you're
in a
car, a very icky car.
Lovely. Now hang up. Yes?
Big Fatty's phone call brought to you by Really Bad Jokes That Won't Die. That's reallybadjokesthatwon'tdie.com.
So wait, did he just say that Judy Garland
died?
Is dead?
Yes. Adam, if you listened to our own show, you would know that on the last episode, when you talked about Judy Garland being dead, you said, and don't anyone call in and say that she's dead because she's been dead, which will pretty much guarantee that Fatty is going to call and say that. Yes.
Once in a lullaby.
Are you gonna sing? Really, you're gonna sing? You know what I feel like doing?
It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time.
Funny thing about that is I'm going to have to listen to the audio version of the show to see if you backed up your track in order to sync it with that.
What?
Well, it's just, at the time, it's, the music would be on my track, which wouldn't match the time that there's a delay. And
No video editing. Right.
Not video editing. I'm talking about the audio. That's why I specifically said the audio version. Anyway, so yeah, as the birthday segment of Dubious Intent is brought to you by... George in Atlanta.
Right.
Radio George. Is it radiogeorge.com? George, quick.
You gotta hold your hand up to your ear.
Oh, what are I'm sorry. The GI Plus birthday segment is brought to you by Radio George. Listen to him at some web address that he hasn't put in the chat room yet.
Why? Thank you, Jim.
Listen to him at georgeinatlanta.com.
I appreciate that introduction. You know, thank you very much, George, for sponsoring the segment. We're going to go into the birthdays now with a very special birthday tune that I like to call, well, you're going to have to guess that. So here we go. Are you ready for this, Danny?
Right. And I need absolutely no help from the chat room.
Right.
This is the theme to Doogie Howser.
Why, yes, it is.
And the star of Doogie Howser was a young, sexually ambivalent, because he was a preteen, Neil Patrick Harris.
Why, yes, it was. It is Neil Patrick Harris. And Daniel, would you like to know how old Mr. Neil Patrick Harris is?
I think he's younger than me. I think he's like 43, 42.
Well, Neil Patrick Harris is 39 years old.
Much younger than me.
And I just have to add that every time I go over to my parents, whatever station that they have it on always seems to have that show that he's on now.
That's How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother. And apparently they find that show very offensive. So I get there about the time.
How could they find that show offensive?
I'm getting off work, and, you know, all of a sudden...
That's not his mother. It hasn't even... It's been four damn years, and they haven't gotten to the point yet.
Well, you know, they watch Funniest Home Videos. I mean, who watches that anymore? But anyway, apparently...
Right. And they don't find that offensive?
Apparently, How I Met Your Mother comes on, like, before and after that or something. And so they're always, like, running to the television to change it. You know, oh, we can't stand that show. You know, all they do is...
Tom Bergeron, and now here's this week's compilation of men getting hit in the groin.
All they do is talk about sex. And look, he's a homo. No, I don't know. Anyway, here's our next one. And this has two songs in case you don't know the first one.
Okay. In case I fail.
Any clue?
I know this song. Is it a sci-fi show?
No.
Oh, wow. I know this song. I just can't place it. All right, so give me the second.
All right, well, I will say it was an evening time soap opera, and I used to love this show. I don't know why my parents didn't.
Was it soap?
No.
No.
I don't know why my parents didn't know I was gay, but... The clue to this, if you figure out what the other show was, this person is on both of these shows, or was okay. On both of these shows. So here's the next one.
Now this is Dallas.
Yes, it is Dallas.
So this person was on both of those. Dude, you're just going in circles. Just trying to help out that poor scuba diver back. So the guy, he was on both shows. I don't know what the first show was.
Big Fatty has the first show correct.
Oh, so Knots Landing.
Yes.
I'd never watched that one. So I'm going to say it's Miss Ellie.
You know, I don't know what part this person played, so that's going to be really hard for me to tell you.
Ellie was played by two different actresses. I think I heard that on Big Fatty.
It was an actress, and she's a blonde, and she has a name related. There's a famous person in history with a very similar name.
Betty White.
Something Van Something.
Greta Van Susteren.
No. Okay. Joan Van Ark.
Okay. Joan Van Ark. Wait, who is... So Joan of Arc is who you were trying to say?
Joan Van Ark.
Yes.
Played a character on both Knots Landing and Dallas. Excellent. And she turned 69.
Now, Q Sledge wants to know, is that any relation to Don Van Knotts?
No, not that I know of.
He was on the Andy Griffith Show.
Didn't anybody else but me watch Knots Landing? I loved that show. In fact, they tried to bring it back and have a reunion. And they did have a reunion, but they never, you know, they... Good night, Gavin, by the way. So... Anyway,
I was just going to type it instead of saying it on audio.
I know, right? And I'm always the one that says, don't respond to the chat room on the audio. But anyway, here we go. Here's our next
one. You can respond to the chat room on the audio. I'm just saying you have to read what they said. I don't know if you've noticed how I've expertly been repeating what they said before I answer it.
He said, I love you guys. It's the best fucking podcast I've ever listened to.
Gavin says, I can't believe how good you guys are. I'm going to go practice.
Right. Now. Listen to how leveled your audio sounds, even live. We're doing a lot. So here's the next one.
Yes. This is Paula Abdul. Yes.
He's been telling lies.
This is Paula Abdul, correct?
It is Paula Abdul.
Yes.
And Paula Abdul... turned a whopping 50 years old.
Wow. 50 years old.
I know. That's really old.
That's three quarters of a Morgan Freeman there.
We're going to move it right along because we have quite a few birthdays. So.
Oh, excellent.
And this is a female.
Okay. This is the theme to The Cosby Show.
Yes.
I'm losing audio on you, by the way. The music. Which just means that the streaming people can't hear it either. So The Cosby Show, a female. I'm gonna go with Rudy.
No.
Denise.
No.
Mrs. Cosby.
Yes.
Oh, Felicia Rashad.
Yes, yes, it is. Excellent. Wow, you are so good at this game.
I am excellent at this game.
It's Felicia Rashad, and she turned 64 years old.
Oh my gosh, she's a year older than Morgan Freeman. That is amazing.
You know, Morgan Freeman is going to sue you.
Yes, I'm sure.
He's just going to, anyway.
Listening to my iPod, and I heard these people making fun of me, and now I'm going to sue Morgan Freeman. Aruba, Jamaica. This is a horrible song by the Beach Boys.
It is.
I only know one of the Beach Boys' name. It's Brian.
It is.
Excellent.
In a place called Kokomo.
I hate this song. Can we please stop? I hate this song.
So, Brian Wilson, actually. Brian I don't Wilson. Know if I said Williams.
There you go. Yeah. But Brian Williams. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News. Right. It's just in. I'm
Brian Wilson turned 70 years young. Now, this happy birthday, by the way. So this next person is a guy. So don't think it's the woman in this show. Don't it's not.
This is the theme to Roseanne. I was concerned that the chat room couldn't hear the music. This is the theme to Roseanne. So the guy in this show, I don't know who plays DJ. I'm guessing it's DJ.
It's the dad.
Oh, it's the dad. So it's Johnny Galecki, right?
Good Lord. John Goodman. John Goodman. He was also in a lovely movie called Arachnophobia.
He was. He was also in a hideous movie called King George.
Right. It was King Ralph, wasn't it?
Oh, that's what it was. King Ralph. Yeah.
He had the bowling alley.
Right. He was in something recently where he was. He was in the West Wing. He had to take over the presidency. He was a Republican.
George in Atlanta or the chat room seems to think that Betty White is the answer to every question.
Well, it's like Trivial Pursuit. If you get the sports category, you just keep saying Muhammad Ali and eventually you're right. Oh, good heavens. The phone is calling here. Hello?
Yeah, hi guys, Artie Cruiser.
Artie Cruiser.
Something right. A bit quiet. Susan Tyrrell dead.
Oh, just to play that again. I love that. I'm sorry, Artie Cruiser. Who is dead?
Tyrrell dead. Bye.
It was Susan.
Which I believe is the native Australian tongue for
right. He needs. Is that clicking language? Yeah, the. You know, he sent along an email, so I don't know. I don't know if we could, if we should actually. There's a link in the email because
maybe he'll call back. Maybe he'll call back.
Behind. God, my cruiser. Big guess. Two.
Woo! Excellent. Oh, I, you know what? And this one particular occasion, I do agree with the chat room that it just said the death of a phone call. That phone call was worth $5. That was indeed a death. Worthy of it. It was the death of that phone call, and that is indeed worth $5 as soon as I find my little noise there. So, congratulations, Artie Cruiser. You get an entry into.
Well, he tries so hard. Bless him. Bless him. Really. I mean, he gives it the old college try.
Excellent. All right, move along to the birthday. So sorry.
Oh no, it's fine. I always love to be interrupted by Artie Cruiser. So. I want to say that we have used this theme a couple of times.
Oh, it's Betty White.
But I want to tell you that there are two birthdays in this one for the same theme song. And not only is it two birthdays for the same theme song, they had their birthday on exactly the same day, and they are exactly the same age. So, here we go. That was just a little trivia for you. A little extra.
You're just very excited. There's two different people on the planet that had a birthday.
No,
on the same
it's amazing.
Day.
They're on the same show.
Right. Yes.
And they were born on the right. same day. All right. Thank
you. You know what? I bet we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be together
for a million more. So this is the theme to Growing Pains.
No.
No?
It's not.
Oh, this is the Family Ties.
Yes.
And there weren't twins on Family Ties.
No.
So let's see. So the people that were on Family Ties, they were the same age and the same birthday. So it kind of rules out the kids unless Michael J. Fox and Justine Bateman had the same birthday.
I really shouldn't give you clues, should I?
Right, no, you shouldn't. I know that Brian Bonzel far too young to have gone in there. So then that really just leaves us with Ma and Pa. Or it could be Michael J. Fox and the incredibly popular next door neighbor, whatever the fuck his name was. But he was cute. You're not giving me any clues yet. You're shaking your head back and
forth.
I'm supposed to not tell people that you're doing that. No, I give up. Who is it?
Well, you had it right. I mean, you've gone through the entire cast.
So it was Justine Bateman and
no,
Michael
you
J.
had
Fox.
It right at one point because you've
oh,
mentioned
the mother and the father. The mother and the father.
Ah, there you go. And what were their names?
I do not remember.
Or I'm sorry, what are their names?
Liberal guy and Chicky Poo. I don't remember.
All right. Well, Meredith Baxter.
Meredith Baxter Burney or something like that.
Who is in a lot of Lifetime movies even to this
she
day.
She burns in beds.
And Michael Gross.
And Michael Gross, he's one of those actors that I recognize him, but I would never know his name.
So they are both, I will tell you, for those of you who are interested, they are both 65 years old.
2 years older than Morgan Freeman. You know what? You're right. Skippy was his name. And by the way, Skippy grew up to be hot. So let's just move along. Next.
Unlike
next
the boy thing. From Who's the Boss, who is gay, who did not necessarily grow up to be hot.
I would have thought you would have liked him. Like anorexically
well, he looked a little greasy and like he was on heroin in that picture I saw.
Well, it's what did maybe he doesn't get naked professionally
without being on heroin. All right, here is our last one for the week.
You know, not everyone can afford an aquarium.
Unless,
to be naked in.
Unless you want to pull up the Pride 48 birthdays while I play this last
can
one.
Someone in the chat room has put a link to the Pride 48 birthdays.
So here is the last one of the celebrity, unless we have a celebrity Pride 48er.
Correct, yes. This is Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper, which means it must be Captain Lou Albano's birthday.
What?
I'm right, right? It's Captain Lou Albano's birthday, right?
No.
He was the professional wrestler that was in this video. So it was Cyndi Lauper's birthday.
It is Cyndi Lauper. And you know what? Girls yes. just want to have fun.
Excellent.
Anyway, Cyndi Lauper is 59 years young.
59 years old. Well, absolutely wonderful. And happy birthday to each and every one of them. It's your birthday.
And again, George in Atlanta says Betty White. You know, I know that Betty White does a lot. I know that she does a lot, but she was not in the Girls Just Want to Have Fun video.
I was just trying to like fade out the music.
3, 2, 1. Contact. Here's the secret. Here's the moment.
So, yes, the DI Plus contact section is brought to you by
cocktails and cream.
No, God, no.
If you want an unleveled podcast, you need to go over to cocktails and cream.
Oh, my God, I was trying to listen to it in the car today. And she's like, I'm going to tell you how to do everything. And my name is Matt. And it was so far off.
No, Joey.
DI Plus Contact Brian brought to you by Brainhammer. You know, podcast. Go listen to Brainhammer podcast.
Eat He can't even get a good ram stick. I mean, Joe.
You know, I don't have the I don't have the rim shot up anymore. You know what? Our first piece of contact, our first.
Well,
piece
you know
of email
what? I have
in,
a rim shot.
We have this email that has come in, and we have not got an email in a very long time. I just thought that I would, just point that out. You can always email us contact@dubiousintent.com. Anyway, so here comes our very first email. Suddenly, it's like a legal document. Here comes before us today the very first email written to by R.T. Cruiser. Hi, guys. Well, since I didn't get a ta-da or a womp-wah from my last celebrity death phone call, and since... See, that is incorrect. You just got a ta-da. You just don't know it. Since you still have problems with understanding proper English, I thought I'd better send you these links. So the person that he said died last time that I couldn't understand, the from the dynasty, was Nolan Miller.
No clue.
He was the... He designed the costumes for Dynasty.
What? Okay. We gave you an entry without looking at these emails.
Right. So. And he says, for live shows, 8 p.m. on Fridays local time is good for me. I think that's about 6 a.m. Friday morning for you, but that's not my problem. So he wants us to do the live shows at 6 a.m.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, 6 a.m. morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom in Chicago has entered the chat room. I hope he's feeling better from that phone call.
I wonder if he's as excited about being here tonight as he was about calling the celebrity death phone.
I've entered into the chat room now. What's that aquarium doing there? Anyway, our second email comes in from the same as the first. Wow, I can't talk. I just want to say, I'm going to send links now after calling the celebrity death phone so you can translate into American English. So what he wanted, the first person that died was Susan Tyrell. Actress, noted Susan Tyrell.
Wait, I know what she did. She designed the what are those things that they stuff in their bras to make their breasts look bigger? The inserts.
Birdseed.
She designed those for Baywatch.
She designed the water balloons
right.
for Baywatch and everything. Now, I just wanted to say now that he's giving us a hard time about proper American English. So, ladies and gentlemen, just so you get your own pronunciation, or I guess as they say properly, a pronunciation lesson here, this is how you would pronounce Susan Tyrell.
Yeah, hi, guys. Patty Cruiser. Reading from something a bit quiet. Susan Tyrell. Dead. Bye.
So that's how you say her name, Susan.
Now, I think actually I did decipher Susan Tyrell, believe is the way he said it.
Susan Tyrell. Anyway, thank you very much for that email, R.T. Cruiser. You know, we do appreciate each and
you know, R.T. Cruiser, we love your calls, mate.
Yeah, we do. Excellent. So let's get to our first voicemail, shall we? Hello.
We shall.
Hey, Daniel, and that Peter G.
Hey. Wait. Which Peter G? Oh, it's that.
That one.
Show, and he said, you're going up to New York City.
Yes.
Your geography is off.
Oh, you're right.
From Connecticut, you don't go up to New York City. You go down to New York City. Or, more specifically, you go in. That's what they say. Get with the program.
What?
If you're going the wrong way on Metro North, you go down to New York City, or more specifically, in to New York City. Bye.
Did it just repeat on itself or something? That was really weird. It's like I heard it's like he was listening to his own phone call back.
I don't, anyway, it seems like people who call DI Plus have a problem with their phones when they're.
We do. You know, it's because they don't listen to the Big Fatty Technology segment. I think if they did, they would have much better phone usage skill. So let's see. I think he is absolutely correct. And my only excuse for that is I am a native Floridian and have lived in the South all my life. So I'm used to saying up to pretty much everything. So you are correct. Connecticut is directly above, actually where I'm at in New Haven is directly above Long Island.
Right.
So we're up north of New York. So I will be going down. And for the big Pride Festival this coming Sunday, like 2 days from now, from the time that we're recording this, I am going into New York City for the big New York Pride. This episode probably won't be out by then, but if it were, and you hear it, and you're not already meeting me up there, meeting up with me there, then, make sure you send me an email or whatever. And, because we will be there.
Isn't
I will be there. I don't know if anyone else is going to be there, but I will be there.
Isn't Florida referred to as the dongle of the U.S.?
It is, yes. And it was actually named that way after the original Spanish explorer, Don Gall. It's true. Look it up. Anyway, so let's get to our next phone call, shall we?
Motherfucking Brewer. And Adam, but not really Adam, but motherfucking Brewer. This is Scott, a.k.a. Satersphere United, the Satersphere podcast.
Oh, my God. There are so many things wrong with this phone call. I can't even...
Wait, all right, let me try this again. Ring, 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 ring.
The celebrity phone. It's not, well, it's not the death phone. It's just ring, 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 ring. Voicemail. All right. Let's try this again. His.
Daniel motherfucking Brewer.
Yes.
And Adam, but not really Adam, but Daniel motherfucking Brewer. This is Scott, a.k.a. Satersphere United, the Satersphere podcast.
Yes.
Don't you dare blame my show for your crappy audio. Because my show has the best audio in the world. I gotta tell you that right now.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, by the way, a call for the celebrity death phone, your podcast. I'm gonna fucking unsubscribe from it. There, bastard. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. I have no idea what he's complaining about.
Motherfucking Daniel Brewer.
I don't know what he's complaining about. I gave a huge compliment to his show earlier and said I could listen to it in the car.
Well, he hasn't listened to this episode yet.
Other than the crappy Gilbert and Sullivan song that he plays in the fucking minute. Nobody wants to drive down an interstate and listen to fucking Gilbert and Sullivan. That's all I'm trying to say. Driving in a car, going down the road. Wait, what? We be?
Well, they would certainly know you're gay. Maybe that's just so that, you know, everyone's aware that his listeners are gay. You know, they're at work, you know, they're minding their own business. They're listening to his show, and all of a sudden the gayest, faggiest song in the world just blares out of their headphones, and everyone goes, hey, that's a queen right there.
I am a poofta driving down the road with a big poof. All right, so play us out of this segment, please.
Oh, okay, I will.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. Well, thanks to everyone who called in. We really actually sincerely do appreciate each and every phone call and email and all of those things that comes in from our precious lovies and from people who listen to the show. So, yeah, as I said before, New York City Pride. I'm actually very psyched about this. I've never been to a really big Pride thing, especially like a really big Pride parade. So I'm kind of looking forward
really
to this.
Big. Say yeah. It with
so
me.
My here's the thing. Patrick from NYC, you know, wanted to meet up with us and for dinner afterwards, which we were going to do, and he was going to watch the parade with us. Now he's going to march in the parade because he's with the ACLU.
Like in a marching band?
No, he's with the ACLU group, and he wanted to know if we wanted to march with him. And so I basically said, no,
I would like to see a video of you, motherfucking Daniel Brewer, marching in a parade.
So my thing is that, you know, if I had seen the parade before, like if I was an old hat to me, then yeah, I'd probably be interested in marching in it. But I've never seen it. I just want to experience it as, you know, God intended it, right? Just to be parked in the sun watching people on a float.
Wait, God intended you to view a gay pride parade in a certain way?
Yes, God intended.
You know, I want to interrupt you just for one moment because I wanted to...
Have to be talking for you to interrupt.
Our country count has increased on listeners. And I wanted to, because we are competing with the Cocktails and Cream Puffs, who has like, what, 90 million countries that listen to their show.
Right, yes.
So I wanted to say we have U.S., Canada, Switzerland, Germany, New Zealand, United Kingdom, Australia, unknown, Japan, Hungary, Israel.
Well, I hear we're really big and unknown.
Right. Algeria, Ireland, Philippines, Chile, Kuwait, and wait for it, Oman. Yeah,
Oman.
Oman.
Oman. So anyway, you know, I'm going to the parade. I'm not marching in it, but I am going there. And I'll see if I can post some video from it later because I went out and I got me a Betamax. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. You can also send us an email, contact at dubiousintent.com, or you can go to our website, dubiousintent.com. This closing segment is brought to you by Nico. because why not? Anyway, I would do it with thanks to everyone who showed up in the chat room this evening. Big Fatty, George in Atlanta, HRH Terry, Mib Yibikaha, Nico, Pride Off, Q Sledge, Tom in Chicago, Geeky Adam, SBA Matt, and I believe earlier I saw Mr. Mike Lawson and
Gavin
was there, and some other stuff.
Right,
like
I have
that.
Hard, crunchy cookies for everyone and milk after the show.
I can't have the cookies, but I can have the milk. Is there heavy cream in it? Because I can have the heavy cream.
Yes, I have some in the fridge.
Excellent. Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.